Track 6. Time for the sports desk once again. This is Brian Gall with your weekly update. Having finally broken the hoodoo of 6 successive defeats with a win at last the week before, Stourbridge Rugby welcomed their supporters to Stourton Park on Saturday, where the Yorkshiremen from Otley were the visitors. Otley have suffered an indifferent season and are poised in the lower half of League 2 North, although not in any danger of relegation. But they did win the match when these clubs met up in Yorkshire last November. Stourbridge players maintain that result was a travesty as they scored 3 legitimate tries that afternoon that were all ruled out by the officials. So this Saturday there was a definite feeling that justice needed to be done. They set off with that in mind. The home team quickly showed that they had the stronger pack of forwards, and there was some quick offloading of the ball and neat interpassing as they mounted forays into the opposition half of the field. 3 tries resulting, giving a half-time advantage of 19 points to nil to Stourbridge, and when 2 more tries were added in the opening minutes of the second half, comprising a further dozen points, the home side began to enjoy themselves. However, relaxed minds begat relaxed bodies, and a string of substitutions didn't help matters as the visitors began to assert themselves. It was as well Stourbridge had built up a substantial lead because, as the clock ran down, they needed very nearly all of it. Otley crossed the Stourbridge try line 4 times during that second half, earning themselves a bonus point, whereas Stourbridge, now largely confined to their own half of the field, managed to progress to the other end to score only once. The final score, 36-26 to Stour, reflected a determined fight back by the opposition, but they should never have been given the opportunity. This Saturday, Stourbridge make the short trip over to Hinckley in Leicestershire, which I do not think they will ever have visited before, as Hinckley are new in the league this season. There was also a welcome victory at the weekend for the Stourbridge Lions, who prevailed by 21 points to 12 in an away fixture at Kidderminster. The Lions' big day is this coming Saturday, when Leek will be the visitors at Stourton Park. Leek are 3rd in the league table, 4 points behind Lions, but with a match in hand. To try to ensure promotion at the end of the season, there are only 3 matches left now, the Lions have to win this one. It's not much different for our local soccer team, Glassboys, except that the best they can hope for in the promotion stakes is a place in the end of season playoffs. As I mentioned last time, they're now involved in an arduous sequence of 3 successive away games, in the first of which on Saturday they forged a 1-1 draw at Buxton. Almost needless to say, their equalising goal came from the boot of Luke Benbow on the brink of half-time, after Buxton had taken an early lead. The home side are equally hoping to make it into the playoffs and gave Stourbridge a hard time in this match, but a solid defensive effort allied to Benbow's magic boot was enough to earn a point. On Monday evening, Stourbridge faced the second of 3 away games with a visit to Hensford Town. Just as on Saturday, this ended 1-1, and once more it was Luke Benbow who ensured the point. Hensford had taken the lead midway through the second half and looked as though they had all 3 points secured until he popped up to equalise in the 83rd minute. Among the fully professional leagues, West Midlands side had a fairly successful weekend. In the Championship, Villa won again, beating Norwich 2-0, and Wolves continued their winning streak with 3 points due to a 3-1 win against Cardiff City at Molineux. Only Blues let the side down a little with a 1-1 draw at fellow strugglers Ipswich. There's already 1 relegation place allocated in the Championship. Rotherham, in last place, 17 points adrift from the second bottom team, are already doomed to League One next season. Wigan look likely to follow them, leaving 1 more place to be fought over by Blackburn, Bristol City, Notts Forest and Burton Albion. Birmingham City are next above Burton in the standings. Currently there's a 6-point gap between them and the last relegation spot, with 7 league matches still to play. In the Premier Division on Saturday, Albion fought out a goalless draw at Manchester United. West Bromwich are in 8th position in the Premier League and may well still be in that position at the end of the season. They're 6 points behind the 7th place side Everton and 8 points ahead of Stoke City, who are 9th. We seem to have spent a lot of time talking football this week, but I can't end without a word of congratulation to the Midlanders of Coventry City for their victory on Saturday in the final of the Checkatrade Trophy at Wembley. 70,000 people turned up to watch this, many of them Coventry fans who have had precious little to cheer about this season and face life in League Two next. They won it by 2-1 after spending an anxious final 15 minutes when their opponents Oxford United scored their goal and threatened an equaliser. Last week I was welcoming the start of the Speedway season, and no clubs made a better start to the 2017 campaign than the Cradley Heathens. Their opening fixture in the National League led to a 61-29 crushing of King's Lynn at the Perry Bar Circuit on Wednesday. It was a great occasion to welcome back Tom Perry as skipper of the team. He used to ride for Heathens but was tempted away to the Birmingham Brummies 2 or 3 years ago. This season he's back at Heathens colours and he enjoyed himself as top scorer for the team against King's Lynn. And Heathens will be back on the Perry Bar track this week, but as the away side against the Brummies in the West Midlands Trophy competition. However, last week was not a happy one for the Premier League side Wolverhampton Wolves. I had reported last time that they won the home leg of the Elite Shield competition against the Poole Pirates by a 10-point margin, which they hoped would be enough to take them through to the next round on the aggregate score when they raced the return leg at Poole in the middle of the week. But you could say Wolves were simply not at the races in the second match, which they lost by the huge margin of 58 points against 32. The club's first league match on Saturday involved a visit of Rye House, newcomers to the top level of the sport in this country, but a team who've signed some top riders for the 2017 season. This was always a tight match. Wolves started well, faded midway through, but came roaring back towards the end, although not quite able to make up the ground they'd lost. Rye House won the match by 51 points to 41. On Monday, Wolves ended a busy few days with a home fixture against Leicester, and a big Monmore crowd spent the evening on the edge of their seats as Wolves scraped a victory by 45 points to 44. Midway through the meeting, Wolves found themselves in arrears, but a determined effort by their informed top riders, Freddie Lindgren and Sam Masters, saved the day. After they came first and second in the 13th heat to give Wolves a one-point lead in the match, the team held on to share the points equally with Leicester in the last two heats to hang on to that single-point advantage and their first league win of the season. Now tennis, and hats off to Jo Konta. She won the biggest tournament of her career and the largest cheque in winning the WTA event in Miami last weekend, thanks to a sumptuous performance in the final, when she defeated and deflated Caroline Wozniacki 6-4, 6-3 in an hour and 20 minutes. She had already seen off Venus Williams in the semi-final and the dangerous Simona Halep in the quarters. Konta served well in the final, returned her opponent's serve with pace and placed some lovely delicate touch shots just to add guilt to the gingerbread. She may even have won in spite of injury because she's withdrawn from this week's clay court tournament in Charleston, Carolina, citing a painful shoulder. Thanks to this career-changing win, Jo is now ranked 7th in the world, and she strikes me as a sensible sort who won't get carried away. And there was good news on Monday also of Great Britain's number 2 lady, Naomi Brody, who defeated a US player ranked about 70 places above her in the first round of the Monterrey Open in Mexico. The tall English girl used her height to full advantage, thundering down ace after ace, to which her opponent had no answer. Heather Watson won this tournament last year. It would be great if the title could remain in British hands. And this coming weekend is a big one for tennis. For Team GB, the men are off to play France in the quarter-final of the Davis Cup, without the injured Andy Murray. I still have not seen the French team announced, but they'll face Dan Evans and Kyle Edmund in the singles matches and the pairings of Jamie Murray and Dominic Inglot in the doubles. It's also a big weekend for golf enthusiasts. The first of the year's so-called majors, the US Masters, held every year at the Augusta National Course, starts Thursday and runs through until Sunday. There was a shock win for the Yorkshireman Danny Willett 12 months ago, but he's rarely featured on the leaderboard of any tournament since. I personally am not a great follower of golf, but for some reason I do like to watch the majors, especially this one. I am a keen follower of cricket, and the fact that we've now reached April reminds me that our local teams in the Worcestershire County League will soon be in action. The season starts in 2 weeks. 2016 was not kind to our four local sides, Two of them, Old Swinford and Bell Broughton, who were relegated at the end of the season and will now be playing in Division 2 this summer. That left Hagley and Pedmore in the top flight, and it just so happens that they will face each other on the opening day, Saturday the 22nd of April, at Pedmore's ground. I will be bringing you regular reports on all these local sides once the season starts. But that's all we have time for this week. I hope you've enjoyed the sports report, and I'll be back with more next time. Until then, it's goodbye from Brian Gore.